I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Voters in Venezuela have chastened President Hugo Chavez by turning down his proposed constitutional changes. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says that means he may speed up his press toward a socialist agenda. Unfortunately, that's not good news for believers.
We have heard reports of increased persecution, particularly along the Colombian border with Venezuela. Some cases of Venezuela providing sanctuary for FARC guerrillas from Colombia. In other cases, literally persecution instances against the church in that particular area.
Next, Life Action Ministries and other partners just concluded a 12-week radio revival across the U.S. called Seeking Him, a national prayer meeting for revival. Byron Paula says it's refreshing to think that
in times when we want to race to music and messages, the radio airtime is being given over to nothing but prayer. Men and women crying out to God to intervene in our nation. 1 hour every week on Saturday morning, a live radio broadcast of prayer.
This year is the 150th anniversary of the Great Awakening. This revival has ended, but Paulus asks you to pray that the movement is just beginning. A New Tribes Mission reports that a missionary pilot walked away from a helicopter crash last week in Papua New Guinea. The vehicle was badly damaged on a remote airstrip during a fuel transport. The helicopter is the team's only helicopter in the country. The exact cause of the accident remains under investigation, but NTM Aviation is sending the copter to the Mission Flight Center in Papua New Guinea. Thank the Lord that the pilot wasn't hurt, but also pray that the copter can be repaired. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.